Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Brian, the Falcons were the latest team today that found out, I guess they have a positive. They had to shut down for a day. All that other stuff. I think what we really are learning as we go through this season is that every team could be affected on any given day, and so you just sort of have to hold on for dear life every week to make sure you get to Sunday and you're able to play.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of hopefully not making the situation worse like the Tennessee Titans maybe appeared to do. And I think I said it last time I was on your show. It's not really a situation where initially you rush to judgment or blame a team if they're dealing with this. But then when more information comes out and teams are doing some things like maybe turning around, holding unsanctioned workouts when they were told not to do that by the NFL, then you can maybe start to point some fingers. But with this Falcons situation, from what I'm reading so far, it sounds like the NFL is handling all of these on a case-by-case basis. There's no hard and fast rule that, hey, we did this for the Titans or the Patriots, so that means we have to do that for the Falcons. They're handling it as they get more test results back. And, yeah, like you said, hopefully for the fine folks down in Atlanta and whoever they play against this week, Vikings maybe, hopefully they'll be able to figure this out and they'll be able to play on Sunday.
There be it's pretty clear there won't be, but the idea of Le'Veon Bell back to the future, it's not so much that he quote-unquote burned bridges or whatever like Antonio Brown. I mean, they just really don't have a room for him, right?
You can always make room for a guy, especially someone of Le'Veon's caliber. But to me, it would just be a weird move for the mojo of this team, Paul. I mean, you're 4-0. You're doing it finally with kind of what the plan was last year. Ben getting a much younger core of receivers and just overall skill position players. You've got some new playmakers, guys who aren't maybe as accomplished as some of the players who left here, whether you talk about AB or Bell or even a Martavis Bryant. And yet the whole is greater than the sum of its parts right now. And I think that's the formula for this Steelers team, specifically this offense. So injecting a guy like Le'Veon, who has such a history here, it would just be sort of weird for the locker room, I suppose. But granted, I haven't stepped foot in the Steelers locker room since, December.
We look ahead now to the Browns game, Brian. The offensive line took a couple of hits on Sunday. Obviously, we didn't know then what it looked like. But in your mind, or based on what you've observed and heard and all that other stuff, what will the offensive line look like Sunday?
I think the only guy that they're looking at maybe having to replace is David DeCastro. He didn't practice again today. And even dating back to the initial postgame presser with Tomlin after the Eagles win, seemed like he was a little bit more concerned about DeCastro missing time than any of the other guys who got nicked up in that one. So from left to right, I think it's going to be Al Villanueva, Matt Filer, Marquise Pouncey, because he was back at practice today, so that's a good sign for his availability. Then Kevin Dotson, the rookie, once again slotting in at right guard. Welcome to the show, kid. It'll be your second start and third time, I guess, playing significant reps. And then Chukwuma Okorafor, once again, at right tackle, who, lest we forget, has technically been filling in for an injured starter all year, considering Zach Banner went down in the opener.
Yep, I mean, that's the big thing. We're talking with Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers. Steelers are playing the Browns this weekend. Is it as simple as saying you can see the difference in the Browns-Steeler game, Browns and the Steelers, based on the way that both teams are sort of talking about this game? I mean, Mike Tomlin, I forget exactly what his quote was, but he basically said, you know, hey, it's business as usual. We're going to go play a game. The Browns are, you know, again, you know, Kareem Hunt said something stupid. I saw one of the other guys talk about the need for respect, all this other stuff. It's kind of the difference between the two franchises, right? One just wins. The other wants to be, wants to be at that level that just wins.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Paul. I mean, I think the Browns are actually trending towards the right direction in terms of the lead up to this game. I mean, like you said, the Kareem Hunt quote raised some eyebrows and was kind of a, come on, man, what are you doing here? Why are you saying that? But otherwise, a lot of the other players that I've heard from give interviews in Cleveland, they've taken a Penn State James Franklin-like approach, saying they just want to go 1-0, and this is a big game because it's the next game, so credit their new coach, Kevin Stefanski, I suppose, for bringing that mentality in. I don't know a whole lot about him, Paul, but he seems to be a pretty even-keeled, level-headed guy, and you know, most of us could probably agree that's what that franchise needed after the debacle that was 2019. So it hasn't been all that much that has, you know, opened my eyes in terms of the back and forth in the media leading up to this one. But certainly, to your point, the Steelers are straying very far from anything that could be attributed as bulletin board material. In fact, we only heard from one player today, and that was Devin Bush, who doesn't say much notable to begin with and didn't give any buzzworthy quotes today about the Browns.
Speaking of offensive line, it looks like an old friend, Chris Hubbard, is going to be starting in this game for the Browns. There's a blast from the past, right?
Yeah. Mike Tomlin called him Mother Hubbard when they played them last year. I think this year he just called him Hub. So that tells you how serious he's taking this week, obviously. But, yeah, he's getting in there at guard. He's traditionally been a tackle, as Steelers fans probably remember, a swing tackle kind of guy when he was here and did that as well his first three seasons in Cleveland. He's one of those veteran utility guys that you plug and play anywhere and you think your level of play won't drop off too much. So familiar face on the other side there for sure.
The last one I'd have for you here, Brian, because it's a pretty big one. It sounds like Baker Mayfield is slowly but surely healing and is going to be ready to play, and it sounds like Odell Beckham Jr. is a big question mark. Do you expect both of those guys to be in uniform and on the field playing on Sunday?
Well, neither Baker nor Odell have called me up today or hit me up with a text, but I mean, I think like, just reading the tea leaves in Cleveland, listening to a little bit of their sports talk, everybody would be pretty shocked if one or both of those guys misses this game. I suppose Odell is the one that's a little more up in the air, because anytime you have an illness in 2020, there's going to be some questions as to how healthy you are and what it might mean, not just for you, but the rest of your team. So it doesn't seem like it's anything COVID-related for Odell, but it bears watching in practice Friday. We'll get one last status report from the health of both of these teams, and then the stage will be set. The hay will be in the barn, as Pat Narduzzi used to say when I covered Pitt, and it'll be time to be, one day away from the biggest Steelers-Browns games that a lot of people around here can remember.
Yep, it should be fun. I just hope that it doesn't turn into a typical, you know, like the last year. Was it last year with the helmet swinging and all
that? Yeah,
the
I don't think
stuff.
It will. I mean, remember, they played each other again later last season, and if you didn't see the helmets on each guy, I don't think you would have known that it was Steelers versus Browns based on how hostile it was at Heinz Field.
Yeah, well, Brian, thank you so much for joining me. Great stuff, and I guess we'll hopefully have an entertaining game to watch.
Yep, see you, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.